Welcome to hour number four of Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 27 or 28 years. I can never keep track. And I have a hard time keeping track of the numbers because every time Dad says it, it's different. I think that's a sure sign of natural aging.
I think it's like, okay, it's going to be. Then he gets it confused with what was it?
Well, because you always have to have next year's material ready, you know, for whatever print you're doing, for whatever awards are coming out, for Ranking Arizona, for whatever your messaging on your website is going to be. So half the time we're talking about what it's going to be for the what we're getting ready to publish, and half the time we have to talk about what it is.
I think he confuses himself.
And the hour, the 10 o'clock hour, is the topic hour. We do take all questions at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U, or our now text option at 411-923. That's 411-923. And then you can always send pictures in at info@rosieonthehouse.com. That's info@ROSIE onthehouse.com is how you join the conversation. We talk this hour, we always talk about something specific to housing, and we've picked consumer electronics in particular this week, TV and internet streaming. It's a big ticket item for gift giving for the holiday season. It's what better excuse to upgrade the size of your TV, the quality of your TV, the definition of your TV than a ho-ho-ho, especially if you're someone that does family gifts instead of individual gifts, because it's, generally speaking, a TV is something everyone in the family uses if you have one. I'm going to start this, though, with a press release from the Consumer Technology Association, formerly Consumer Electronics Associations, because it's a lot of times when I get these safety things, I just kind of toss them aside, like, oh, whatever. You know, you
get overwhelmed.
Who doesn't? Well, you get overwhelmed, and so many times it's a particular product or manufacturer trying to create a sense of urgency so that people will consume their products. So they can kind of have a tendency to create a unrealistic threat level. But this is pretty serious. Every 24 minutes, a child in the United States is injured from TV or furniture tipping over on top of
them. That is a big deal.
And every 2 weeks, unfortunately, that accident is fatal on average. So, you know, 26 deaths, even one of those just from furniture falling.
Kids climb. So if you have like a dresser with stacked drawers and they're climbing up that, they can pull it over. So if you have dressers, you want to bolt them to the wall. And then the TVs need to be really secure. Now they're on the wall, so I think it's a lot of them. So I think that's better, right?
It is better if it's anchored correctly.
Right.
I would definitely find studs to sink your anchors into, and it doesn't have to, and you won't get a stud for all four, but at least on, let's say you put a screw on, it's a rectangle bracket, and you put two on the left, two on the right, at least two of those, whether it's left or right, could be anchored to a stud. That the chances that it's going to be the perfect size, and it's going to, even if it's a 24 and they've got a hole for a 16 inch on center, the chances are to find those aren't great. And the reason is you have a lot of things inside the wall that come into play where you've got your codes with electrical outlets, with a door cutting into it. It could change your consistency of your studs behind it. If there's if it's an exterior wall with a window nearby, it can reset. It's not going to be 16 inches from the wall, it's going to be 16 inches, or from the window, it's going to be back from where the wall started. And then if you have, you don't know exactly where that inside starts, though, because even up against a corner, you've got the drywall that comes into place on top of it, any kind of furring. So to exactly know where that perfect 24, 16 inch on center is pretty hard. Now there's some incredible, like the Franklin stud finder is the most incredible stud finder I have ever seen. Our Rosie Remodeling Superintendent Stan Zumbrinden found it and tested it, and it's just, I won't use another stud finder other than the Franklin stud finder.
That's a good tip for gift giving. Every household should have one.
Yes. So if you're going to hang your own TV, get yourself a Franklin stud finder, and then make sure you get at least two of those into into the studs, and then you can use some heavy wall, drywall anchor devices for it, for any TV mounting bracket. But make sure if you have a TV, you still have your cables that have to get your power source, your internet or coax cable or whatever HDMI cables that get attached. You know, you still have that connection to the TV you have to make. So make sure those cables aren't anything that somebody can hang on. Not all have it, but if you can find one where it's a magnetic connection instead of a plug-in, so there's a breakaway, those are great. You see them a lot more in computers than you do TV, but I would anticipate that's going to be something pretty common, not only for TVs and computers, but any kind of cable connection, having that magnetic breakaway. You see it a lot in deep-fried electric turkey cookers, so if you get tripped on your cable, it's just such a great safety measure. I see every electronic device at some point in the future having that connection that doesn't end up being a wireless option as is. So make sure your TV, your dressers, your drawers, anything heavy that may be stored, put them down lower. If you don't know how to do it, if you're questioning your own skills, hire a professional. But there's no reason that every 24 minutes there should be an injury from furniture. And
we have to think like a two-year-old, too. What looks interesting to climb up? You know, just kind of go through the house thinking about what could they get into.
The force of a flat-screen TV impact just falling from dresser height could be over 2,000 pounds force on a child. So not even for a child, for anybody, that's a lot of force. So what type of TV? There's always options. It seemed like Blu-ray was the big thing. And then you had, and I can't remember if 1080 was first before Blu-ray. I don't have any of this stuff. I'll be honest, in our family, I have a flat screen TV that a gentleman sold me as a second that I bought in 08, and I have no idea. I know it's an LG, that's it. But it was just an extra he had. He was a certified partner of ours, and I had used it for a computer monitor. I wasn't even using it for TV. We do use it for a TV now, but I couldn't tell you if it's a... It has an HDMI plug-in, but I don't know anything past that. And we don't have any kind of service other than just your basic plug-in antenna. We don't have cable, we don't have dish, we don't have satellite or anything like that. We just have the local news channels to catch up with news. And most of what we'll watch is we have an Apple TV connected to it. So anything on music, it's streamed through our TV. That's kind of our music central hub. So we'll listen to our music off of that. When LSU plays, I'll turn on my iHeart on my phone. I'll find the streaming affiliate in Louisiana that's playing the play-by-play, and then I can put it, the source, through the TV so I can listen to LSU game on the TV while we're busy cooking. It's hard for the kids to kind of get what's going on the game, but I really like listening to the game over watching it, because over the course of a football game, if we're going to Mama K's or if we're going to Grandpa T. Pears and everyone's dressed up in LSU garb, that's different. It's a family event. But for our house, to sit there for 3.5 hours, I feel like I've wasted a lot of time with out of the day. But to turn it on and listen to it on the radio, there's still everything else we get to do. We're doing our playing. You're not just zoned in to the bright lights of the TV. You're just listening. And we still do our cooking. We still get our playing in. And during commercial breaks, it's and then if we go outside, I can change the source back to my phone and then just stick it in my pocket and turn the speaker up and listen to it while we're busy feeding the horses, or if we're out riding the horses, or if we're getting any of the gardening weeded or picking off whatever our fall vegetables are for our dinner that night. It doesn't keep you limited to your TV, and that's something else that I'll get to later through a pretty incredible system called Sonos. And anyone that's listened has heard me talk about it. I've installed it in the home I built back in 04, and the advancements the Sonos technology has brought for for audio is just incredible. But back to our TVs. What kind of TV? Right now, the most popular, newest, latest, greatest, what everyone's buying is the Samsung 4K HGTV. Started about 10 grand when it came out a few years ago. It's down about half. And
it's always worth it to wait a little bit.
Even lower, yeah. Well, some people, that's like they're keeping up with the Joneses. That's their...
Some people just love
it. I have the latest and greatest. They don't care that they could have waited a year and spent half of it, or waited 2 years and spent a quarter of that. It's that important to them to have the next thing. But what I've learned about the 4K, there's not a lot of options to view it in 4K. It's four times the pixels and clarity of your regular high-definition television, but there's not a lot of things that broadcast. There's right now, there's not a lot of satellite services. There's not a lot of cable.
So the technology got ahead of itself, right?
Well, not necessarily. They record a lot in HD in this definition, but how you watch it, there's not a lot of product available. The DVD discs, the Netflix options, there's very few of these that you can view in that definition. Now, eventually, if you get a 4K HD TV, I got to get all these acronyms down. Eventually, you can still watch regular programming in it. You could still hook up a VCR to this and watch it. It'll just take a couple more years for all of the rest of the program. Like when they came out with VHS, everyone had a VHS system and your disc. Then you had your DVDs. Well, then you had to get your Blu-ray DVDs, and now you've got your 4K. So the new TV will play all these smaller, less quality products. But to enjoy every bit of programming, don't buy this 4K thinking that you're going to be able to watch every single one of your programming, whether it's TV, whether it's video, in this definition. That's not there yet, but it will be coming. So if that's not enough, you now have a curved option. Have you seen a curved TV?
Have not.
It's pretty neat. I went to a couple showrooms yesterday here in Prescott. I went to Audio Adrenaline in Prescott Valley. I stopped at Best Buy up at the Prescott Mall, and then I stopped at Audio Plus in Prescott. And they've got these new curved TVs now. So when you're in a living room setting like yours, where dad's got the best view at the end and his lazy boy, and then you've got the bench seatings on the sides. So if you're on the side on that curved, it doesn't take away that flat angle. You know how you kind of have to lean in sometimes? This curved keeps a better viewing experience for people that are on the side of the television. So just one of the newest inventions. It's Rosie on the House, 1-888-767-4348. Text 411-923 or email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. We're getting to all of those right after this.